stop by a participating library to sign up for your new card and to check out the benefits. Many libraries, one card does it all.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Certainly very warm and muggy weather staying with us as we head into the weekend. So be prepared for that. Temperatures above average. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms becoming very isolated through the night. We'll fall back into the mid-60s. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm on Saturday around 80. More of the same into Sunday, isolated thunderstorms around 80. But our best chance of rain and thunderstorms will come into Monday and Tuesday. We fall back into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Hey, good evening. Yes, it's really me. It's not a rerun. I apologize for last night. It was entirely and it, you know, the 9967 at WWNR News Talk. You can go through the portal there, the link to this on the message boards. I usually don't like to do other people's comedy. Letterman's top 10 ways Bush can regain his pop. Dip into Social Security fund to give every American. 9, use diplomacy to bring peace to. 8, try to fix Iraq, create some jobs, reduce the deficit, and maybe capture Osama. 7, I like it when the Yankees lose. 6, replace his country simpleton persona with a more lovable hillbilly idiot image. 5, use weekly radio address to give American Van Halen twofer. Get Saddam to switch to boxers. 3, ditch the librarian and make Eva Longoria. 2, resign. Jump on Oprah's couch while professing his love for Kate. 2, that really grab you out of all the comedy. 8, try fixing Iraq, creating some jobs, reducing the drama. In other words, 2, one word, resign. Wouldn't there be dancing in the streets if he jokes like that on Letterman today? Headline, GOP leaders consider raising Social Security retirement age. B, Senate Republicans privately reviewed suggestions Thursday for raising the Social Security return. Now you can see with the promise Social Security recipients $10,000 a month, but they can't retire till they're dead. Really, we raise the retirement age, dirty little trick. Why can't we talk at length about making every American pay into the system like every hate cry or wreath? Keep an eye on it. He declined later to provide details, telling reporters he wanted to build. Well, if it's a Republican panel. And this from the Do Something About It file. I generally don't like to say, hey, everybody go do this. No. You guys can, you know, the decent people, the liberals, the open-minded folks, the clear-thinking people who don't believe that a miracle has. A bill just, this from freepress.net. A bill just introduced in the House could destroy universal affordable internet access everywhere. Now, I'm not necessarily sure that this is what they were aiming at, but have you seen the commercials that they tend to run on the... We don't need outdated telecommunications. Modern age. We need modern telecommunications. Have you seen that one? Antiquated telecommunications laws are bad for America. Call your congressperson and tell them we need new telecommunications laws. And it's so vague, and it's so vague. What are they talking about? I mean, I try to remain fairly informed. Can't find any telecommunications laws that, you know, just... Does this have something to do with Morse code? Well, here it is. I'm guessing. H.R. 2726. It's called the, you know, it's a Republican bill, so it's going to have one of those Orwellian... Preserving Innovation in Telecom Act. Preserving Innovation in Telecom Act. What it does is it prevents state or local governments from providing, quote, any telecommunications service, information service, or cable service, unquote, anywhere that a corporation offers a similar. Introduced by Representative Pete Sessions. He's a Republican. And look, he's a former executive for SBC. Well, I'll be darned who elected him. So what it means is, well, some enlightened communities hither and thither are setting up wireless networks. I think I read in the Chazgaz, oh, a couple of months ago maybe, where they're trying to do it down in Putnam County. Publicly sponsored wireless networks. This bill would require community internet and municipal broadband projects that are being plus the country to shut down. Big bidnik. Remember, that's the Preserving Innovation in Telecom Act. Well, it seems pretty innovative to me when enlightened communities think, oh, kind of nice to have some wireless internet around here. Why don't we hook some up? Innovative. And it's telecom. Serving Innovation in Telecom Act. So it would let big cable and telecom companies shut down community internet and municipal broadband projects across the country, thereby ensure that they have, and if so, well, if you live anywhere in America, you know that you just don't have a whole lot of choice. So if you go to freepress.net, you can electronically sign a petition that would hopefully stop H.R. 2726. If it's important to you, you might take a look at that and speak up for... who wants that? Now let's take our break. 17 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. It's time to do this.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
Radio stations 103 CIR, Groovy 94.1, WWNR, The River 102.3 FM, and Power Country 105.9 are looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Jay Quesendary at jq@radiocitywv.com or call 461-9250. Southern Communications, an equal opportunity employer.
WWNR Beckley.
Radio for the real majority. Head on.
Almost got ahead of myself. Okay, break's over. Stupid, mean, and deadly department. Popesy. You know, Popesy Rat. Gonna love this one. Now, we talked before about how fetuses have AIDS. Pope says church leading African fight against AIDS. Really? Right? Gotcha. Pope Benedict, he attacked the use of condoms to fight HIV/AIDS. Sit down for this one. This is good stuff. Church was leading the fight against the epidemic by teaching chastity and chastity and fidelity. Speech to bishops from Southern Africa where AIDS is.
The new teaching of the church has proven to be the only fail-safe way to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. It is of great concern that the fabric of African life, its very source of hope and stability, is threatened by divorce, abortion, prostitution, human trafficking, and a contraception mentality, all of which contribute to a breakdown in sexual morality. We, of course, will not be talking today about the fact that 3 priests in 8 in the United States are some way involved in the diddling of little boys.
Here's the punchline.
The Catholic Church has always been at the forefront both in prevention and in treatment of the illness. Really? In prevention? When everybody in the world except the Popesy Ratsy knows HIV is best controlled by the use of condoms. Homosexual, heterosexual, any sexual. The use of condoms, single most effective method of stopping the spread of HIV.
Thought is not, I am infallible, und I say, it is chastity und fidelity. Fickheit.
Comes from the devil. This is the same guy that apologizing for Galileo was the right. This is the guy that headed the wing of the church. And witches used to be defined as bathed. They have found that you took a bath, and when you took that bath, you washed off all your baptizing. Therefore, you must burn at the stake. Kind of mentality we're dealing with. Thing that with this kind of thinking will eventually become a pandemic. No one is safe. I mean, this is the kind of thinking that says, never mind the fact that Mrs. O'Leary's cow has kicked over the lantern and the city is burning. Chastity and fidelity have always been the best ways to prevent the spread of fire. Do not bring the Wasser buckets.
What, half of American Catholics?
The Muslim extremists are living in the 7th century.
Somebody kindly tell me what century Popesy Ratsy is living in.
It's fidelity.
Okay.
Stupid. When we were baptizing, yeah.
Who can stand with a creep like this?
Nazi.
There he is promoting the culture of death again, just like the one he was raised in. I don't.
Brain on the condoms.
Astity.
Beckley, a guy who's in no rush to be savage. Bob Kincaid.
60% of the world's 24 million, do New York cities, and everybody, a couple of Tokyos, and everybody has HIV. Everybody has HIV.
The teaching of the church has proven to be the only fail-safe way to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS.
When Führer, I can walk!
Stop breathing. But wait.
I can't make it work. That's just evil. It is morally, ethically, every adverbial evil. To tell 24 million people, even if one of them disobeys the fidelity and chastity garbage, if one of them does it, you get to do it all over again. Pass out the condoms. But of course, our government's kind of complicit in this too, because we don't want it. Oh, does it bother you as much as it bothers me? That would be 24 million people, for those of you going, yeah, he's overreacting again. 24 million people. Human nature being what it is, only a fraction, some fraction, I don't know, some fraction of that 24 million people who are burned up with HIV are Hitler Youth fool. Oh, you can't use no comp. Go to the phones, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. Jim's with us. Hey, Jim, your head on.
I am Franz, and here's my brother Franz, and we are here to pump you up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, bend an arm, bend a leg.
Right.
You know, all this was predicted back in Randy Shevier's pretty good special with Helen and people like Richard Gere, and just a smoothie Kurtz and a cast of thousands. Yet, you know, you've got this new prelate over there preaching this doctrine of
7th century ignorance.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I wonder if he has ever had to really go through the process of dealing with a person who has full-blown AIDS.
Are you kidding? He wouldn't get within 82 city blocks of someone who had full-blown AIDS.
I mean, have you ever seen a person with this?
Yes.
Okay. It's not a pretty sight.
No. No, it's not. And teaching like this, if you can even demean the idea of teaching by calling that teaching, by my lights is in direct contravention to any that remotely resembles feed my sheep.
Well, it is inconsistent with the doctrine of life, true life. It is ignorance and superstition. I mean, they are right. The one sure way, an homosexual.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really. I mean, I guess that's talking Fort Knox security there, right?
Well, but now we know the blood supply is safe in the United States and the so-called world.
We think.
Okay, but what about the blood supply in Africa? What if you are as faithful as a church mouse? And you get a blood transfusion, and whoops, the baby, you've got HIV.
Well, of course. I mean, antigens back in the mid-80s developed the Western blot and the other from it, you know. It tested positive. But
well, it seems to me, Jim, that within the concept foods, there's no sense in feeding my sheep if they're all dying.
Well, how many people are sick over there?
By my numbers, in sub-Saharan Africa,
okay.
60% of the 60%.
I know Randy Schultz in his book and the band played on predicted 40, and that's just about right. And people seem to think because talk about it anymore, or because of the protease inhibitors and other cocktails that they've used to treat this stuff, exactly, you know, how deadly it is and how innovative it is as far as being a virus. It's not a regular virus, it's a retrovirus.
Right.
It spins the other way in the double helix thing. You know, it can mutate. And, you know, the only thing that is really, and I want you to think, you made me feel so good that I decided to watch Bon Appetit Idaho, okay? I mean, that's just a real uplifting movie, right?
Yeah, sure.
Gus Van Sant. You seen it?
Yes, long ago.
What a waste. River Phoenix. Jesus Lord. Anyway. Well, what happens with this virus, and it will, now I can guarantee you, it will develop an aerosol.
If it does, we're dead.
Well,
we're the dinosaurs with the comet landing.
If it basically follows the path of other pathogens like it, it will be able to not be so fastidious so that it seconds. And that's basically what we're looking at now. Down the road, this thing is mutating, so it's going to find a way to become aerosolized, and what are we going to do?
And for those who think that you're just speculating wildly, Jim.
I'm not.
Well, there's proof. Let's talk about another virus.
I mean,
how about the bird flu?
Yeah, true. I mean, for example, back in when AIDS first came out in the mid, Southern Army Command, they had troops in Panama. Well, they say, well, what happens if a mosquito bites somebody who's infected with AIDS? It's like giving them a shot. Think about it.
Sure.
And, you know, this is a great concern to the military because there were outbreaks of it, and, you know, it started in that part of the world or some of it. I mean, this stuff, I mean, it is extremely beguiling how they're just passing around this, and they're not Vatican surrounded by all those beautiful statuary and gold and silver and pontificate about how a poor person in Africa is going to live. It's just beyond me.
Well, he's utterly divorced from reality, Jim.
I think
because,
he sure is.
You know, there is an old Italian, bed is the poor man's opera.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, do you think that's any less true in sub-Saharan Africa?
No.
If you haven't been stricken by drought or pestilence, biblical stuff. Mm-hmm. Then where is one lone outlet for pleasure?
I'll tell you the truth, probably, is when you talk of life these people lead. They're not very pleasant documentaries to watch.
No, they're not.
Popular, but I mean, when you look at them, and you look at them, I mean, these are things that are put out by the CDC. I just wonder when Bush is going to try to get his hooks in that, try to, privatize it.
Oh, the CDC's already come under attack.
I mean, right. I mean, this is just madness. It's absolute madness.
Envision the whole St. Peter with the big book and the pearly gates scenario Oh, yeah, 24 million people there, Popesy Ratsy buddy. Were you not paying attention when I said if you've done it under the least of these, you've done it also unto me? Off you go, buddy. Enjoy the barbecue.
Well, I think they're going to occupy the throne of St. Peter.
And one woman.
Really? There was a woman pope?
Yeah, and a Jewish one, too.
Really? I know there
what the History Channel said a couple of years ago.
There was an English Pope, Adrian. Right. The English Pope we've had. But anyway, I don't think, I think a number of those people are going to be, a lot of Borgias, I don't think they're going to be, head table anyway, anytime soon, that's for sure. But I don't understand how this man can, you know, and he has cardinals who, one of the cardinals that I hope would have been elected. Angola, not Angola, but where is he?
Nigeria,
from? Nigeria or wherever, but I had hoped.
Yeah, but he's as hardcore conservative as Popesy Ratsy is.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that he was a little more enclave.
No.
Yeah. Like I say.
You know, the funny thing, the thing that blows my mind on the church's stance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were invented thousands of years before by the Egyptians. So he knew about them. And he said nothing. He didn't say, yeah, hey, don't use those things. At a time, bear in mind, at a time when cross-dressing assassins were all over the streets of ancient Jerusalem, they were called the Sicarii.
Right.
And they would slip up all cross-dressed, and they'd you know, slip the shiv into the ribs of an available.
That was one of their, you know.
And lo and behold, he's pretty, you know, and
the métier.
Yeah, and he's silent on that. So, but from his silence is presumed disapproval. I don't know. I don't know if
no silence under the law implies consent.
That's true. Church doctrine here.
By the way, did you hear about the latest? Changing the subject here, away from that.
Go ahead.
The military's having a little trouble meeting their quotas.
I saw the bonuses may go up to 40 large.
All I can say is this, you know, to spend it quick.
Yeah. Great. There was a great letter to the editor in today's Steel Veteran.
Well, we need a man up there who's at least stopped the bullet, or who knows what it's like to die.
Heard one fired in anger, even.
Well, yeah, we sure know. It's not a pretty sight. I mean, our favorite person, Trump and all. I listened to the morning show because they were having Manchin on there and soared right through it. I'm sorry, just but anyway, on there and telling brother, what's his name, about how could he oppose our trillion. Now, where do these people get these ideas from? Because Senator Byrd voted against the war in the first place. I don't know. Where do these people get these ideas from? Who do they listen to? Rush and the people like that.
Yeah, oh my God, the Hate Hillary book is coming out soon. I don't know if you've seen. It's backed by the same people
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, what's his face on Don Imus, you know, Bo Deedle,
mm-hmm.
Boo.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen him in movies. I mean, I've seen him in a couple horror movies and expletives and obliteratives.
Right.
And you know, he's always making up these words. Well, he was on there talking about Barbara Walters and Hillary Clinton being into lesbionics.
Well, the book is on its way.
I mean, you
out.
Know, it's just. I mean, you know, and Imus, Bo, shut up.
Pity we can't do that with the entire right wing megaphone.
Let me tell you
know
something.
What?
I've only seen Imus. Hear about this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, call up Ann Hesh. You know, Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend.
Right.
And this woman had been through, first question I must ask her on the telephone, first call her up, woke her up. Yeah, she was asleep. I mean, this was on national TV then. Good morning, Miss Hesh. I'd like to ask you a few questions. What's it like being raped by your father? And Hesh just said, well, why don't you ask your wife? Because Imus's wife is about 20 years always going on about her. Anyway, I'll tell you, that show and some of the stuff that goes on there, at least he's got some sense, or I thought he has. Main thing is we've got a lot of people who public media who could have a lot of power for good, scared, or whether they just don't care, whether they're indifferent. But, I mean, you might have just rough bravado, you know what I'm saying? So it just seems like that we need to have some people in positions of leadership walk that mile and done those things. And they can just really tell you how bad war it is to be around people who are drug addicts and people who are at a public affair, a public health.
Council of Elders?
Yeah. Well, messed up, but at least I think our heart was in the right. I mean, God, you saw how they jumped.
Oh, yeah, and they're on, I mean, this is going to, what they, the smear.
Maybe people, I hope.
And I'm no.
No, I don't think they will get tired of it because it seems like the dirtier and the nastier and the more titillating the gossip and all that stuff gets, more they just look at the people out there and waiting around the courtroom where Michael Jackson's verdict is going to be coming.
I know.
I mean, they've got one street they call it Satellite Row. Just, I mean, I thought to myself, now what is this all about? I mean, you know, I don't understand the national attention being focused on things like that. don't understand it, but people, you got that court TV and stuff like that.
I had a great email from Brian in New Jersey. I told him, I said, America has a collective case of attention deficit sensationalism. And 15-second sound bites and botful any kind of thought. So what you get is this filthy book that's coming out. It's called The Truth About Hillary, What She Knew, When She Knew It, and How Far She'll Go to Become President.
Have you ever heard Nancy Grace sound off on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one piece of work, Nancy Grace. Comes on there with that blonde hair, sorrow on her face, and then has her arms akimbo, says, locked and loaded. And I can tell you what she's loaded, but she's full of, you know what.
Yeah, right.
But anyway,
it's all worn out now, Jim.
Well, it's the truth, and most of these people, give them a scientific calculator if they need one. This isn't rocket science. It's what happened to this. Of course, you got these other people like, you know, Steve O'Bubbitt, and just go straight sliding right on in. Fields full of iceberg and 30 phone going in. When they hit it and they don't have
Clinton's fault,
they're going to say, what happened?
Jim, we got to roll, man.
I'm rambling enough.
Right.
Anyway, you take it easy.
You too.
Out of here.
Bye now. All right.
Head on. For many Americans, the dream of owning a home is out of reach because they lack a down payment or they want to save their money for a rainy day. What most Americans don't know is that there are grants available from a nonprofit organization that cover your down payment and closing costs. The grants also include a free one-year mortgage payment protection plan. If you lose your job, the plan will pay your mortgage for up to 6 months. You can even extend the plan for an extra year. You never have to repay the grant, and only seller participation is required. Imagine it, getting into the home of your dreams with no money down. Now turn your dreams of home ownership into a reality, and turn your next rent payment into your first mortgage payment. For more information, call 1-866-NO-DOWN-P. That's 1-866-NO-DOWN-P. Or visit us online at www.neighborhoodgold.com.
WWNR Beckley.
We two are real actors, huh?
And you're going to play our parents for how long? Oh, just during dinner for the next few years.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care.
According to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Okay, I guess.
Is that the best you can do?
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, AISI, it was NBD.
You don't know what your kids are saying online, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. Help delete online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history, you can depend on us. News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
Going out less? Stretch your entertainment dollars by visiting a library in the newly formed Mountain Library Network. One card travels with you to libraries in 16 West Virginia counties. Stop by a participating library to sign up for your new card and to check out the benefits. Many libraries, one card does it all.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Certainly very warm and muggy weather staying with us as we head into the weekend. So be prepared for that. Temperatures above average. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms becoming very isolated through the night. We'll fall back into the mid-60s. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm on Saturday around 80. More of the same into Sunday, isolated thunderstorms around 80. But our best chance of rain and thunderstorms will come into Monday and Tuesday. We fall back into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox. And you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
Oh, God, this is so fun sometimes. During the news, this big old carpenter bee, you know, looks like a bumblebee, but it's zooming in, and, you know, the gesso, we're trying to, Jesse was going to try to shoo it out the door, and I picked up a notebook and just kind of gave it a booming over the wall, scared the life out of Jesse, and the poor thing was laying on its back going, "What the hell just hit me?" Go to the phones, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. I'm so glad we were in the news, though, because Jesse said some words his mother doesn't even probably know when that bee came right at him. It was good stuff. David is with us. Hey, David, you're head on.
Well, Gee Willikers, Bob, did the bee hit the gain knob on the bumper music? something was deafening.
Oh, I don't know. We're a little out of balance here.
Well, and I've heard you say you guys have tried, but I personally think the pointy-haired boss is probably like sabotage your bumper music game knob just to, you know, bother those of us that tune in. But he will not succeed. We shall prevail.
I think it's actually it's an internet issue.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, over the internet, trust me. The I word is in place. But anyway, you know, it's an aggravating evening here in Middle Tennessee because my power went out 10 minutes ago, two-thirds of the way into my dinner, so that's sitting on the stove. Who knows what that'll be later on. But I thought the only thing I can do is call in and aggravate Bob, and here I am without topic.
No. Well, I was giving the Pope a good workout.
What?
The only way to prevent a fail-safe way to prevent fidelity.
So you're talking to a 17-year-old native of the continent of Africa during a heat wave next to willing participants, and you're going to convince that individual.
Yeah, you want a cracker?
Any of the three of them, you're going to convince them that abstinence is the way to salvation.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, that's going to play really, really well. Okay.
And Galileo was a crazy man.
Yeah, I think you have covered that one in great specificity. I did hear something that was, you know, and I'll try to remain jovial, that was really alarming. Late in the day today in Congress, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was made aware that in the House, the Republican-controlled House, that the budget for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which oversees radio and TV as broadcast on the public airways, either NPR or public TV, they've decided they need to cut that 25%, and they need to take away, more importantly to me, they need to take away that firewall that causes them to fund 3 years out, such that, and that was put in place when it was first put together, the funding was put in place for 3 years out so that they could do meaningful work, but not be plagued by today's opinion taking money away from them.
Right. Forethought.
So one of the great outlets for truth, investigative journalism, and something resembling aggressive digging into topics, they want to start the chokehold. They want to start, I mean, legislatively start the chokehold.
Well, they want to do one of two things to PBS, David. On one hand, a memo has gone out saying your views on PBS had better start reflecting more of the Republican mandate. That happened.
Well, I know.
Or their preferred choice, because they hate PBS almost as much as they hate Social Security on some. The ultimate goal is to kill that, too. Anything resembling free speech is not to be tolerated. This H.R. 2726, the Preserving Innovelicom Act.
God, they are so good at renaming.
Oh, they've got George Orwell's little book of names. You know, and that would force state or local governments that provide telecommunication service, information, or cable service to shut down anywhere one of the corporate cable giants or telecom giants. So the little communities that say, hey, it'd be kind of fun to have. Oh, sorry, can't do it.
Can do it.
And that, you know, that's going through the House like two.
Well, my little hometown, Nashville, Tennessee, in my little corner of the world, there is a vibrant, vigorous, angry segment of the population that I think would preserve insane public radio and public television to the extent that they would never be silenced on the local level. But they've already silenced Bill Moyers, and they're going to do anything they can to silence anybody else that speaks against them. But it is so frightening that, you know, in a metropolitan area, there'll probably be people that'll stand up, because the government money's based on contribution is only about 10-12% of the public outlets in Davidson County, Tennessee, where I look to for guidance. But in some place in the middle of Nebraska or whatever else, that CPR money may be 40-50%.
No, absolutely.
So suddenly, you know, they've already, you know, aimed it at kids TV, and what's the one that they claimed had a gay slant to it? Postcards from somewhere.
Postcards from Buster.
They've really aimed at that one specifically.
Oh yeah. And well, the Teletubbies were running on public broadcasting for a while.
They want that taken care of.
We all know about Tinky Winky.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's going to lead every American child straight down the path to Castro Street, and, you know, leather chaps and a funny little hat.
Next thing you know, they'll be interior decorators.
Well, we can only hope, because there's a big career on TV for that, and that's funded by Fox.
How about?
Well, it's so evil, and I just don't understand. And, you know, there's so many things that should matter, but I get back to what I said a couple of nights ago, three or four nights ago. They only want the news that they think serves their purpose. So when some Fox talking head or the president or Cheney or any of those people start speaking about, where's all the happy news? We need, you know, there's many good things happening in IROC. We've got to report the happy news. It's analogous to the Russians watching soap operas when they could have seen what the rest of the world saw, which is Chechen rebels coming to their country to protest the rape of their nation. Putin wouldn't let that happen. Bush doesn't want to let the truth come here, because Bush and all of his forebears watched vigorous public reporting of the Vietnam War cause America to go, wait a second.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do this.
Oh, John Crazy over there in North Korea today, they now have enough nukes to go toe dignitaries, and he was having a interpreter with the president of South Korea.
Oh, so the president needed to have someone interpret his English for someone who spoke English?
Well, see, I
all right. That was a cheap shot.
No, oh. I wondered about it. I figured the guy probably does speak English, but they did the interpreter thing so it wouldn't make George look quite so. My God.
Yeah, the interpreter had to straighten it out so that the guy that spoke English could understand George.
And George is sitting there with this stoop-shouldered. I mean, I'm beginning to wonder if something really is badly wrong with him, David. He's all stooped over, hunched over. He looks like he is in the grips of a 3-day commode-hugging drunk hangover with that little grin on his face. And every time the interpreter starts talking, you can see that little grin lights. Hey, listen to that. She's talking that Chinese stuff.
The rest of the world sees him for what he is. Why don't we?
Right.
I'm sorry, the London Daily Mail, how could 54 million people, well, there was a few more numbers after that, that's rounding it off to the part that matters, how could 54 million people be so stupid?
Right.
They nailed it.
You can even get... Sorry about the power outage, dude.
Well, you know, I hear my radio speaking to me inside the house, because I'm out on the front porch, but I have power again, so very soon, you know, another 10-15 minutes, I hope my dinner will be salvaged. But... You know, we all have these hopes.
Yeah. Hungry man entree tonight?
No. homie don't do that. Homie cooks.
All right, David. Have yourself a great night, and bon appetit.
Well, I shall, and thank you, Bob. And now then, I know I could choke down a little din-din and then stream in and be ever so gratified.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Later.
All right, break time. More of your calls when we come back. 2526. I'm Bob Kincaid.
And on.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Where Mother Nature is at her worst.
We're there. Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there. When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol.
The official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
Any of you guys out there looking for the girl next door? Because I know where you can find her. Cupid.com. It's a place to meet women that live close by. Cupid.com isn't interested in compiling some big worldwide network. They're focused on putting you in touch with the cuties you pass on your way to work. People who share your same area code. Basic Cupid memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from gold members, a service you usually pay for on other sites. Remain anonymous and still put Cupid's auto match to work, locating women with your favorite traits and qualities. Bigger online dating sites show you a universe of women, which is perfect if you're into long-distance relationships. But Cupid.com shrinks that world to women. The girl next door never lives three states away. Find your love at Cupid.com, either online or at one of our fun local events.
It's United Way's first annual United Way Golf Scramble, Saturday, June 11th at Willowwood Country Club. It's sponsored by Summers County ARH Hospital. Entry fee is $30 per Willowwood member, $40 for a non-member. That includes green fees, cart, beverages, lunch, and door prizes. Tee time is 1 o'clock. There's a limited number of golfers allowed, so please make your reservations today. Just call 253-2111. 253-2111. The United Way Golf Scramble, Saturday, June 11th at Willowwood Country Club.
WWNR Beckley.
Be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head on with Bob Kincaid.
Phone number is 252-6200 outside Beckley. To the phones, Chris is with us. Hey, Chris, you're head on.
Just turn to a television camera, you might. If your idea of hosting a GOP House party means tossing your car keys into the bowl, well, if you have sent a bloody mail, a gram to Howard Dean, it was written on Mount Thurman Library and Cuban Relief Army. Be a Republican. If your idea of CSI is culture, Hannity, and immigration, you might be a Republican. Deny your own party in order to support the nomination of judicial nominees in order to get a hold of a GOP freebie. if you viewed Pearl Harbor as a marvelous chance to improve the economy, your idea of election reform is to eliminate the ability of Democrats to cast a vote.
You are a Republican.
You are a Republican, or you might be Oliver North, I'm not sure. If you think a living wage is below the poverty line, okay, this is a three-parter. This one's a little hardcore here. You've been asked to identify victims so a rapist could go free. Covered up bruises for a television interview outside a polling station. You've ever given bad directions to a Democrat who was looking for a polling station. You've ever removed names of African-American citizens of the state of Florida from an official election tally, then years later decided to run for the Senate. If your Yule log uses batteries, William F. Buckley, you might be right. You're so radically right-wing, you'll change Charlton Heston's diaper just to get a chance to shake Oliver North's hand. You might be right.
Oh, that's cold.
If your church collection plate is full of Polaroids, you might be a Republican. That's rain culture. I wrote those last night.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. They're out there. They're putting it out there for you every day. Yeah, why not? It's got great.
They were in prison.
They'd get rid of Dan Rather over that.
Yeah, thank you. No, if you do a search of the Reform Party.
Did the mothership come and take him away? The whole let no longer the name of Moses be spoke Egypt treatment.
That does. It worries me. He's out there somewhere.
Yeah, just look at my flip chart here.
That's funny. My George Bush sounds just like my Ross Perot.
He's after a
flip chart.
And
none. By now, he's probably got a PowerPoint presentation.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, man. The horror.
Every day, we sit.
You got, sometime, Chris, have you ever read Jenna Better Than Sex?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
I do too. And the whole rock.
I guess that's obvious.
Yeah. Oh, that was that was nice.
That was nice. I love the idea of Carl Rove sending the headline.
But that, I thought that was real.
I thought it was too.
I thought that was your. I thought it was.
You
I, thought,
know, I write these things, particularly like little screenplay, little dialogue.
I thought that was your. I thought that was the little bit of reality that was your jumping off point.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it's true.
So are you still blogging your stuff?
Yeah. The Mansa Report.
Because sometimes you try to go to those blogspot sites and it's fun writing. Drop on by if you can get through the impenetrable walls of Blogspot.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, sometimes
I can't find my own blog.
I found it one time and I had it on my a lecture by
from a 10 Lizzie to a Porsche.
That's not.
All right, well, Chris, good to hear from you, man. The Mansell Report at blogspot.com.
Okay, you may have changed it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hey, we got to hit our break,
all right.
Chris. All right, take it easy.
All right.
Later now. And I hope that is the address because, speaking of not broadcastable, I don't know if it's still this way or not. It was a week or so ago. If you just go to Google and you. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, Head On.
Welcome back. About a little something I was alerted to by our good, genuine, jackbooted, fascist ugliness. Turned out Congressman John Conyers wanted to call some witnesses, Jr. So these committee hearings were going, public hearings, regarding the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Called to appear before the committee in Clip Pitts, who is chair of the American Immigration Law. Congressman John Conyers, Democrat, called the witnesses, opened the committee hearings with these words. Congress, then the Patriot Act, this not only affects the rights and pride to which our nation is, if you bear in mind, the fact, you remember the first Abu Ghraib picture? Done a pretty good job in the last. Putting that hood toward that end, it's important to talk about whether or not their legitimate right to complain against any base of planet Earth about human rights abuses. When you consider what we do at Guantanamo, when you consider that we imprisoned children at Guantanamo, when you consider every last rotten, filthy, ugly thing that we did and do at Abu Ghraib, including George Bush's rape rooms, if you consider all of that, it might be arguably important in consideration of whether or not sunset provisions, Patriot Act, to hear from people like Dr. James J. Zogby, President of the Arab American Institute, Kip Pitts, Chair of the Board of Amnesty International, Deborah Perlstein, Director of, might be, arguably, worthwhile to hear from them. Not according to House Judiciary. Do you remember James Sensenbrenner, Jr.? This is the genius who came up with the legislation, and this affects you. You gotta, this isn't some sort of far-blown, highfalutin piece of Washington legislation that's never going to touch you. No, this is the guy who put forward legislation. Sensenbrenner is, and you remember him from the Clinton witch hunt. Sensenbrenner put forward this piece of legislation that says if you hear some gossip about somebody selling some, you have 24 hours to repeat the gossip to the FBI. So this guy is chairing this hearing of the House Judiciary and. Without anyone else's consent, boom, gaveled the committee hearing in the middle of testimony. Statement, he didn't comment. He just, racial profiling of individuals of Middle East. Sensenbrenner just had the microphones turned off and had the stenographer. Video exists at his testimony that was ended. This is what he said. Just saw something, totally in a, no mic on and no record being kept. But I think as we are lecturing foreign governments about the conduct of vision, when I see the behavior I saw here today as an American, I'm really troubled about what kind of lesson this is going to teach to other countries about how they ought to conduct an open society. Now, is there is hopping up and down, wingnut out there. Patriot Act that enabled a whole lot midst of these.
What arrogance. What hatefulness. How many of these stories do we have to do you have to hear before you start thinking,
this is Star Chamber stuff, okay? This is, okay, got to use
fascist.
This is fascist behavior. When the majority, not necessarily dissent, but information as just information, we're in trouble. This is desperate stuff. This is before the mics got cut off. He had no idea the mics were cut off. This is imperial arrogance. Congressman Conyers said there are few issues that Congress and the Patriot Act and the war against terror. This not only affects the rights and privacy of every American, but impacts the extent to which our nation is able to hold itself out as a box. Not just the Democrats, not just the Republicans. If you think about it, when Congress holds a committee hearing that is open, committee hearing that is being held in our name, for our sake, because we are the sovereigns of this nation. Rotten, doughy, pasty-faced punk. Jim Sensenbrenner says, no, need that information. We are your Republican Party, and we will by God tell you what you need to know, when you need to know it. For now, you don't need to know anything. You don't need to hear from James Zogby. You don't need to hear from Carlina Tapio Ruano. You don't need to hear from Chip Pitts. Turning off the mics, the hearing is over. I would be from the right-wing Democrat had done that to a good, godly, upstanding, moral, Christian Republican? Can you imagine the outcry? Poor Sean Hannity might have to play that spouse abuse song twice. And maybe even bring out Crisco John Ashcroft to sing How the Eagle is Sore. Because free speech was stymied. I mean, think about that. Free speech was absolutely, unutterably, inexorably cut off. I mean, there was no parliamentary wrangling. Will my friend permit debate to go forward? Will my friend agree to only do it for 45 minutes? Well, will my friend extend that to an hour? No. That wasn't what it was. It was, this hearing is concluded. You know, that's sure, it's fascist. But it's also something else that some just doggone bad manners. Those people had taken time out of their schedules, out of their lives, time, the one thing in the world. We'll have more money, we'll have more tea and cookies. None of us has any more time than what we have at any given second in our lives. And the one thing they had no more of, they volunteered to come forward. Time, chunks of their lives. Talk about a hateful piece of legislation that puts the brand of shame on this nation. What is Jim Sensenbrenner? I didn't see Godzilla in the list. I didn't see Bin Laden in the list. Afraid of. What would so terrify a long-standing, high-ranking member of the Congress that he would gavel closed a hearing before it started? BuzzFlash noted, Sensenbrenner's Soviet-style tactic of gaveling a meeting to end but didn't like what he heard about the Bushevik abuses of ours is a horrifying example of what America faces if the GOP one-party heavy-handed, jack-booted behavior like what Jim Sensenbrenner did is exactly why the Patriot Act should not be reenacted. Democracies code and descend. What makes the barbarians in the White House shudder most? Again, I hesitate, and I don't. I'm not another one of these. You know, do what you want to do, and anything I can't get you to write a letter, an email, send a fax, or second time tonight, I'm suggesting it might be a good idea.
guessing you already know who your congressman is. You can probably find out how to keep this one on the front burner, please. This is an ugly, this is as ugly a piece of fascist Republican garbage as I've seen come down the pike in a while. And watching this stuff, it's one long horror show. But this is just nasty and hateful. Let your congressman, wherever you are, read the dick. This is the kind of stuff that makes you, if you've got any ancestors or near relatives, stand over the grave and say, "I'm sorry, you died in vain." It really sucks what they're doing to our country, and sit on your grave every day that they do it. Memorial Day wasn't too long back. Gotten. In the House of Representatives? If you consider yourself a Republican, is this what you want out of representative government? This part wasn't in the civics class. All the hoorah American history.
At the age of 12, he was strutting around the Bronx in expensive clothing. Story next on Biography for Raven.
Small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
To the other kids, he was odd, but intriguing. While they lounged around in black, splurged his after-school earnings on smoking. The youngest son of Russian Jew put aside his studies and got a job for selling gloves and then ties. Before too long, he was designing it twice the width of the current fashion. Bloomingdale showed him the door. It was wrong. Soon, found so exacting that at meetings, he liked his clothing empire and the polo player motif as his casual wear. He's made a billionaire, a fashion sultan. Ralph Lauren.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know it's a
proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. You can depend on us. News Talk 20, WWNR, Beckley. It's 9 o'clock.
Going out less? Stretch your entertainment dollars by visiting a library in the newly formed Mountain Library Network. One card travels with you to libraries in 16 West Virginia counties. Stop by a participating library to sign up for your new card and to check out the benefits. Many libraries, one card does it all.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Certainly very warm and muggy weather staying with us as we head into the weekend. So be prepared for that. Temperatures above average. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms becoming very isolated through the night. Will fall back into the mid-60s. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm on Saturday around 80. More of the same into Sunday, isolated thunderstorms around 80. But our best chance of rain and thunderstorms will come into Monday and Tuesday. We fall back into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
Here's Bob Kincaid. Head on.
All right, tell you what, let's go back to the phones. Dylan.
Where'd you get the water?
Well, Fayetteville.
Yeah? Is that where you picked up the water then?
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Never know, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, I've given completely up.
Dylan, I just come in from working outside and heard all, everything's vanity.
Yes.
Get out of the churches, especially that Mount Calvary that you mentioned the other night. What else?
Well, I got one for you. But, you know, I'm equal opportunity. This is a beauty, too. You're going to love this. Covington, Reverend Larry Davis. $700,000 he stole from the first. These people, Jose, con artists, they're crooks, they're criminals. $700,000 he stole from his own con.
Terrible. That's a crime.
Yeah, he's been indicted on seven feds. Took 18 months.
See, the political system's supposed to turn on religion, Bob. I don't know. I've been talking to people around in my neighborhood, and I tell them, I say, the part of the Great Tribulation is religion. It's got to go first. Business, and then the then political, and then Armageddon. Now, that's the way I figure from my studies.
Well, part of the money that this guy stole from his church, Jose, they went to Fifth Third Bank, and they borrowed $3.5 million in. Listen, and part of this is the money that this guy stole. Listen to what they were going to build.
What is?
It was a multi-million-dollar sanctuary, round balcony, brass chandeliers, and flat screen TVs. Now, on the one hand, you look up and think, you know, they almost deserve to have that happen to them for being for that kind of brazen, egomaniacal, materialistic.
Love of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And they suppose they could have fed any hungry people with that $3.5 million.
Well, it is if you give somebody $1 million and tell them to spend $1,000 a day, they'd be gone for 3 years buying food.
Of course, you know, in this country, a bank wouldn't loan out or house the homeless. No, that's not going to happen.
Disciples.
No, it's not in harmony with anything.
Money.
You said it. It's vanity.
Driving after the wind.
You're exactly right. Well, I hope you have yourself a good weekend.
And you have a good night, and Jehovah bless.
You as well, sir.
Watch that gas.
Oh, brother, I don't know where I can buy it anymore, Jose.
Well, they still around GoMart. I've been buying there. And
right.
Seems like it.
Well, maybe I'll try there then. You take care now.
All right. Good night.
Bye now. Here's what the Reverend. My God, this guy's under a 7-count federal indictment, and the journalists who are writing the story are still calling him Reverend. 7-count federal indictment, evaded taxes for 4 years, transferred stolen money out of state to buy two vehicles, and faces a maximum penalty of up to 30 years in prison, and I got to tell you, I'm conflicted about this. On one hand, what he did was wrong. On the other hand, it was even more wrong for this church to run out and try to get $3.5 million St. Peter's Basilica of Covington, Kentucky. This guy was going to the ATMs at horse tracks to withdraw his church's money to go and buy stuff. People recognize that there's probably not a lot of witnessing going on out of that Porsche. This story is from the Cincinnati Inquirer, Inquirer.com, I don't know. Go have a look at a photograph,
Reverend.
I'll just show you Larry Davis, but you're smart enough to go and figure out. Look at this guy and imagine him in a shiny new...
Bob, brother Bob, I needed that Porsche. I had to go and buy it in a hurry because there was a young lady that needed healing and I had to get to her quick. But it couldn't be one of them really small sports cars. It couldn't be one of those little two-seater affairs. I had to have room I had to get to this young lady for her healing. I had to attend to her healing myself. For I knew I'd had a vision from the Lord that she would be healed by the sight of beautifully sculpted German engineering. So I bought my Porsche, and I drove to that young lady. I brought her the healing of the Lord. Hey, say amen for a Porsche with a boxer-style engine. Never mind the fact that it's been redesigned by the Japanese and it's got radiator now where it used to be air. 57-year-old Davis, known for his folksy southern...
What the heck is a folksy southern... Count the chins, for heaven's sakes. This is the kind of Porsche that gives Porsche to pay contractors with. This is the kind of conduct...
Didn't steal the whole $3.5 million. Only stole $700,000. I considered it a tithe from my flock. Difficult time for the Davis family, but it is more. I didn't steal that $700,000. The money was doing the Lord's work.
Now I know.
Tell me, what does God mean with a starship? We're human beings. We come in peace. What does God mean with a starship?
This apparently gets the creature, whatever it is.
But can you not look at this photograph of the Reverend Larry Davis,
quietly, calmly ask yourself,
why does God need a Porsche? More particularly, why does God need a 1994 special edition 911 RS America?
I mean, I'm looking at this guy's photo. I know what the inside of a Porsche looks like. And I'm pretty well guessing this guy couldn't wedge his bulk into it.
Told us he's looking forward to defending himself. Listen, This is not St. Paul going before Festus or Linus or Hoosus or... No. This is another dirty, filthy, rotten, money-saturated, money-loving brother of the Southern Baptist Church who has put the lie to his own faith. Do you understand? I can guarantee you, I will guarantee you, that this man stood in the pulpit in, what do they call it? What are they? Folks, Southern style sermons. This man stood in the pulpit and declared that we needed to go kill us some brown people for Jesus back in late 2002 and early 2003. I promise you he did. Because this man is a member of the Southern Baptist Convention, and they were bloodthirstily eager to go kill some Iraqis. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Iraqis, a few 1,000-pound J-dams and Tomahawk cruise missiles. Rotten little war. Of Jerry Falwell, and they have looked into each very depths. Hellish little holes where their souls ought to be. I have no sympathy whatsoever for the members of that congregation. I have less for this man. He is behaving, and again, Attorney Van Tattenhove is wrong. He is a community need to take a strong stand to hold Davis. No. When you are bitten by a poisonous viper, do not look at the poisonous viper with anything approaching shock or surprise. It did what poisonous vipers do. This man did what his ilk does. It says that Larry Davis underpaid his taxes by $77,400, filed his federal claims on time in 2002. And his joint taxable income with his wife, $86,111 in 2000, $409,950. Can you tell me what a follower of a man who said, sell everything you own and follow me, doing with... And this guy has stood in the pulpit. This thief has stood in the pulpit and dared to tell other people how to live their lives. And this man has stood in the pulpit and declared, because he's a Southern Baptist minister, it is part of the, it's part of the gig. He has stood in the pulpit and declared that two men who love each other are somehow not quite as human as he is. Hypocrite, damn straight, different from another one of these Southern Baptist ministers or whatever denomination that goes out and fondles children, not by a whit. Damn. He is doing what they do, whether it's kitty diddling or ripping off or murdering or go through the list. Doing what they do. Picture, haven't you, David? The only Benny Hinn, Jenny Craig, and better accounting practices. That's the way it works in the Southern Baptist Church. Really not going anywhere as a minister of the gospel until you got you one of them mega churches, one of them mega mic churches with what? What? Yeah, with, don't forget, the bowling alley.
Get on.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
Don't miss the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club. Entry fee $70. Beverages provided by Budweiser. Lunch provided by the Outback Steakhouse from 11:30 to 1. Tee times 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Limited number of golfers allowed. Make your reservations early. Hit a hole in one for a chance to win a new car from hometown Subaru Kia. It's the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity 20th at Black Knight Country Club.
Good evening. This is led by Congressman Ray Hall, who said she was up to the task of representing the region. McCord is a retired worker of the county assessor's office and also is a member of the National Silver-Haired Congress, which is a group that deals with issues such as Social Security and Medicare. West Virginia Methodists are gathering in Buchanan to worship and to set church's agenda for the next year. The West Virginia Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church convened yesterday at Wesleyan College. Resolutions to be considered during the four-day conference include opposing reinstatement of the death penalty in West Virginia and several dealing with the environment. That's the news. Here's the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms still possible this evening. Where they strike, there could be some heavy rain, also some wind and lightning. The storm should taper off and end by around midnight. And then cloudy with fog developing later tonight. For Saturday, partly sunny in the morning and then showers and thunderstorms again in the afternoon, hot and humid. Saturday's high near 80. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
Hi, this is Tom Torbjornsen with America's Car Show Tip of the Jet. Teresa from L.A. writes, Tom, I just bought an 84 Subaru wagon. There's a loud sound coming from under the car. So I decided to take it in and have it checked because I thought it might need a new pipe or muffler. The mechanic told me he could install an eliminator pipe in place of the rear catalytic converter, which was bad. Can I trust this? Is this legal? I'll tell you about it when I return.
Sun Lawn Products promise all insects above and below ground, but they don't deliver.
A package said it would get rid of insects.
They're advanced. Better science, better results.
Teresa, this eliminator pipe is referring to is designed to illegally eliminate the catalytic converter. Now, you're required by law to restore the original exhaust configuration so the vehicle will comply with California state and federal emission laws. By removing the cap, the vehicle will not pass California state federal emission standards, place you in violation of federal law, and subject you to a heavy fine. Find another shop, will you? Got a car question or need more automotive information? Well, check us out online at americascarshow.com.
Hey, ants take it back to the coast. Stub them on the outside.
WWNR Beckley.
He's got the heart of a conservative. Pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Funny how that happened. Okay, so I'm off my.
I've been very busy.
Yeah.
And I just I wanted to start something. I don't know. It's started this earlier, but I just came home, so I couldn't start it. Remember the educational mall?
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like almost like the.
The top.
Yeah, or the super duper secret, great big giant whatever.
Yeah.
What was that? Walmart Distribution.
Yeah, Walmart Distribution.
Right, there you go. Well, you know, this is Tom Ackers.
Yes.
Forward Southern West Virginia.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you remember, what was it, 6 weeks, 2 months ago, I called you and said, oh, great, man, the bids came in.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da and all that. Well, come to find out here recently, I've been looking at it and go, well, you know, what's going on? Well, we don't have any money to build this thing. Not any money. I mean,
we don't have enough money.
Right. The building, the bids came in, somewhere between 20 and 21 million. Let's call it 21 million.
Okay.
I just found out we got 6.2 million.
I'm no math genius, but that doesn't work out too
well. No, it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out at all. So I said, So I start looking at things, and I start doing FOIA requests and getting information back and blah, 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 and all this. Senator Byrd has gotten $9,840,000 worth of grants.
educational law.
Right.
To date, have spent, not we, Forward Southern West Virginia has spent $3,429,874.
Well, that's like the dirt work, right?
Oh, that, I mean, you know, you have to do that, and if it costs that much, okay. But then looking at all the payouts, the architect has received $800,000 buying a building that we can't, I would say, you know, I'm not calling anybody a crook.
No, no.
I'm saying there's some pretty poor managers of our money, taxpayers' money.
Yeah, because, right.
No. They came from Health and Human Resources, which is an agency of the federal government.
Yeah.
You know whose money the federal government spends?
Last
night. It's ours.
Okay.
See, they don't have any money of their own. Only ours.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm a little bit lost here. I mean,
Through Freedom of Information, I have Tom Ackers, who, you know, is Father Tom Ackers. I just have a real hard time with that. He's not my father. He's the head of Forward Southern West Virginia.
Yeah, he is Forward Southern West
Virginia. Yes, he is. And, you know, and then there's Bill Baker, and there's a board and all this, you know. And another thing that upsets me is the $800,000 that we've paid to the architect to design a building that we can't afford to live or build,
they're
from Pittsburgh. Last I checked, Pittsburgh wasn't in southern West Virginia, was it?
No. It's kind of like backwards.
If your goal is to bring southern West Virginia forward, we're going to try to look for an architect in southern West Virginia.
Are there any?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I know there's one or two. You know, maybe they should call.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm just then.
Well,
roughly 10.
Okay.
Because it's 9,800,000. Let's say 10.
We'll round the taxpayers.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
No.
Well, yeah, they did. But that were. See, I can't blame the architects. I can't blame the architects because, in my opinion, unless I find out different, all the architects did is what Tom Ackers told them to do.
That's what I was trying to get.
Right. So, you know.
How did we wind up with a...
Well, Tom Ackers believed he had an infinite supply of money through Senator Byrd. And I have information that, you know, Senator Byrd, a year ago, and according to some people in his office, even longer than that, has been saying there's no more money.
Well,
build,
you know,
build something with what I got you.
Well, and $1 million, we're not talking about chump change.
No, it is.
Nobody,
no, it is.
Yeah, nobody's asking you to put up a.
No, exactly. And see, here's my thing too. Now, if you remember, you know, there was this little fiasco over whether or not this was a prevailing wage job, whether it was a state prevailing wage job.
Right, sure.
And my thing is, all these economic development people, anytime they have a problem, anytime they don't have enough money, it's organized labor's fault.
Yeah, it's the workers' fault.
Right, because they cost too much, you know.
Yeah, because they
want to have living wages and health insurance and pension
and
you know, those pesky things.
Yeah, they won't work for 5 1/4 an hour.
No, you know. So those guys are all the fault. Well, then you look at, you know, I mean, here's the people managing the money. You, this architect, $800,000. Then also in these financial things that I got, Forward Southern West Virginia has received over since around January of 2003. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Forward Southern West Virginia has received $134,000 administrative fees. What is that? You pay the architect $800,000, but you had to spend another $134,000 to administer him? You know, I don't know.
I mean, is this,
I don't know. You know, and like I say, I'm not calling anybody a crook.
No.
I want some answers. I want explanations.
I would like to have
one. I don't know, what is that?
Well, you know what I think of? Think of when you go and buy a new car and they try to...
Right. and ship it.
Bogus charge.
Right. And listen, now there's another item as construction. $1,000.50. Have you looked out there? Do you know where this site is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, there's like a giant garage out there. That costs $250,000, buddy. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You know, who's related to who here? You know what I mean? Yes, I don't know. It says construction.
Something got built.
Well, there's another category that says site work. And that's another question. I mean, the site work, I have the original, I have contractor's bid contract, and end up getting paid about $150,000 more than what is probably well be legitimate.
Maybe, right.
I think the people deserve to know. Yeah, I don't know. Explain it to me.
Well, so far you've given.
And,
I mean, I'm still sitting here, and I like for people to make a good wage.
Well, but I also like to see money, man. I mean, we spent a whole bunch of money, and all we got is a flat $3,420,000.
Well,
spending public's money. Somebody got to be responsible for something. I mean, you know, how are you going to blame? It's them union guys. How are you going to blame us this time?
You haven't even touched a thing yet.
But they had no problem involving two of the best contractors in the state, one union, one non-union, in a bidding process. That cost, according to the union contractor, I talked to him, probably $15,000 to bid this project.
And those were the 20.
Exactly. And Tom Ackers is sitting there with 6 points. He allows these people.
Well, can anybody call them coming through the county commission, right?
Money is funneled through the county commission.
Right, so.
I know how this guy operates, and sometimes I want to choke Sandra. He's a bully. You know, it's.
Listen. He was at Wheeling Jesuit, right? University is up to its neck yet.
Yeah, he's not a real popular man at Wheeling Jesuit. I'll tell you. He built similar things. You know,
The Robert C. Byrd Technology Transfer.
Exactly.
Fabulous place.
Oh yeah. Yep. Works there anymore, but it's a real.
You got me about half flummoxed. Wait.
Oh, I start this on a Friday night, but you know, hopefully, you know, I'm going to be on the air, and I mean. To everybody. I want answers. I want, you know, I mean, these people, I get mad because these people are so arrogant and look down their nose at working people. Maybe I'm, you know, I don't know, what am I, frustrated old construction worker that don't get no respect or something?
I'm not. This community has a real.
Yes, they do.
I mean, what, Blue Marshall?
Southern West Virginia Technical, College, the new one that just started, New River Community College.
Right.
There were eight of them. A wonderful idea. I mean, you know, here you come. You could go to eight schools all in one building.
Yeah,
it's the
idea, but the question remains, if you then is what you got to deal with.
Right.
Labor hasn't touched it yet.
Nope.
They're a $7 million building.
Well, no. We're down to, we got 6.2.
Oh, wow. You're really messing with my math.
Well, I'm sorry.
6.2. What can we get for 6.2 million?
You know, people are talking, well, now, big thing, you know, I mean, I have told them, I don't know, of last year officially, and like I say, from someone on a long time, that he said there's no, they asked him for another $7 million. Because then you got 13, still seven short. Or,
yeah, you're still
trying
to build.
But I guess, you know, you just keep going back. Anyway, he told them, you know, there's no more money. Build a 50. Oh, they all had a meeting and told them, but he won't fit. We can't do that. We need building. Well, now all of a sudden we're looking at a,
what's the square foot cost working out to?
If you were to build a 30, well, there's guys listening to do math. There's people listening that'll say, I never listened to that show, but I just haven't. You know, so they'll be talking about it. But anyway, if you build a $34,182 a square foot, it'll be done.
Yeah.
That comes to $6,188,000. You could do it. See what that does.
Okay.
34,000 square feet, that's a lot. You know, the building that, the Taj Mahal that, I mean, I wish we had the money to build that thing. I really, but it came out, that bid came out to $311 a square foot. Well, there was, Let me put it this way. It was a three-story building with six levels.
Correct.
Right. Exactly. You know, so I said, man, it's a really a complicated building with six levels. They said, how do you do that? I said, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a pyramid.
Right. You know, I mean, then the blame game starts. I called the architect in Pittsburgh, and I said, well, because I asked, what is the architect's estimate building going to cost? He said $160 a square foot. Okay. Well, then the bids come in. They're $311. How the architect? And I said, what do you think? Well, apparently all of your contractors down there have so much work that they don't really care if they get this or not, so they just threw out these big numbers. You know, I don't think that's the case at all. Worked their tail off. I've had them tell me this is one of the most complicated buildings. They said to me, well, I know some of the fabrication costs are kind of high. And I said, what are you fabricating? Why aren't you buying something that okay, the block on this building,
yeah,
got $1.50 a piece. Now, you can get some pretty good
looking. What are they, hexagonal?
I don't know, man. You can get some pretty good split face, nice looking block for $160. But these were $6.
Well,
to build special molds.
Yeah, listen, Wayne, don't let
them... No, I'm not. You know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, would rather... And, you know, and then here's another... I mean, people, it's always prevailing wage. It's always union guys. It's always this and that. You have any idea, you know, like this contract, architect's contracts, a lot of times are percentage of the total cost.
Right, like a point.
So this guy's... thing was 7.5% of the total construction cost.
Nice work.
Which means the more expensive I make this building, kind of a dumb way to do business. Don't
well,
you think?
From the buyer's standpoint.
So good. Well, I know a guy in Pittsburgh got $800,000. And he's crying for more, too, the way I understand. Anyway, man, I ate up all your time.
That's all right, all this sum, okay? Good hearing from you.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.